Sometimes to find your way, you have to lose the map. This is Coordinates Unknown, and we are having real conversations with entrepreneurs, leaders, and makers about taking risk, innovation, and carving their own path. Today, I am joined here with Amanda Turner. Thank you for being here, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I've been very excited about our conversation because I'm going to get to ask you a lot of questions that I've been meaning to ask
you. Oh, boy.
And just get to know you a lot better. This has been really eye-opening for me because I've gotten to know a lot of people and gotten to learn such valuable information about their stories and how they've helped grow certain companies. So let's start with that. I'm curious to know, like, when you were a little kid, what was your dream and how did you get to where you are now?
Oh, gosh. Well, when I was a little kid, none of this existed. So, internet, social media, digital media, none of this stuff existed. So it was not, I never said I want to be the president of an advertising agency. Even then, yes, advertising agencies in the traditional sense existed, but a digital advertising agency where we're, utilizing things like TikTok and short form video and Meta and Google, that was, of course, never on the radar. I also, as a kid, I think I wanted to be maybe a singer. I can't sing, an actor, can't act, a doctor at one point, a teacher at one point. So, the typical kind of kid things as you're growing up. But, as I got into, college and started to learn more about what I saw myself doing, I got into communications. And I really loved the hospitality kind of industry. So I have a background there. And it's interesting how that has translated into what we do, because it really is all about the client experience and making sure that we're delivering on what it is that they're looking for. So I think that hospitality background has really helped me a lot. But yeah, as a kid, I would say, definitely would never have imagined one, that I'd be working with my brother, because we were probably punching each other and, arguing about, who took the last whatever. So, but it's worked out really well. And I love working with family, and Red Tag at this point is family, even outside of just the relationship that I have, with my sibling. So,
how did it happen that you ended up working with Russ?
So I, had a job at the time, and to back up a little bit, for those who don't know, Red Tag really started as web development. So it was Russ, our CEO, would build websites, and our CTO now, Kevin Stone, Russ would design them, Kevin would build them and make sure that they actually functioned, right? So it was really based around website development. And at the time, that worked fine, but then he had clients who were coming to him saying, well, can you help us with marketing? And really specifically social media marketing. So Facebook was starting to kind of take off at the time. And these clients would see other businesses promoting on social media. And so they would come to Russ and say, do you do that? Well, of course, the answer, if you've ever met Russ, is yes, always, right? So he called me up and said, hey, can you do some social media marketing? And so, at the time I had a Facebook account, right? but beyond that, I did not have necessarily social media marketing experience, although really there were no social media marketing experts at the time. It was brand new. And so we took that as an opportunity to say, let's be leaders in this space and learn and invest in that. So Russ chose to invest in that, chose to invest in me. And, we took the courses, we developed relationships with our partners at Meta that have gotten stronger and stronger throughout the years. And that's what really helped us to excel and really kind of be leaders, thought leaders in that space that just did not really exist, especially when it came to social media marketing. Google had been around for a bit, but when it came to Facebook advertising, that was just something that was so new to many agencies just in general. So we decided to really focus on that. And so that was kind of how I got started at Red Tag, was on the social media side of things, particularly in advertising.
And I love how you mentioned your background in hospitality, because I didn't know you had that, mm-hmm. but it explains a lot your personality, mm-hmm. and how you fill in that gap in our agency. I feel like our agency is like a puzzle, and every single person fills that one little piece. Mm-hmm. And yours is very peculiar because it does have to do with not only hospitality for the client, but also for us, for the employees of Red Tag. And I feel like you've had a very big impact with that. Oh, okay. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Because you've been with Red Tag since, how many were you, 3, 4?
So since I've been with Red Tag about 12 years now, full time. And, you know, Red Tag itself, you know, has been around since 2008. And so I've been around, you know, 2016 was really, I think, when I took the leap from, but I was working kind of, you know, nights and weekends, learning all the social media stuff and doing all that before I came on full time. But yeah, my hospitality background, you know, I think that just helps to your point, not only of course on the employee engagement side of things. And, you know, as a leader, you have to have empathy. You have to be able to understand where someone is coming from. You have to, you know, be able to communicate and, you know, and guide them in the right path. So there's that part of it. And then there's the client facing aspect of it. And when we started out Red Tag and there were just 3 or 4 of us, you know, we didn't have all the account managers to manage the relationships for like we do now, who, by the way, do a much better job than me because they are experts at what they do. And we built them into what they are. But I, you know, Russ and I were essentially account managers and we are, you know, developing those relationships and we still do. Absolutely, but at a different level. So we had to, you know, make sure that from day one that clients understand what they're getting and that we have their best interests in mind through everything that we do. And that's where, yeah, I think that background kind of comes into play.
So then it was you, Russ, Kevin, and now I think we are over 50 employees.
Right, right.
Let's talk about number one. That was a very fast transition, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, for 3 of us really back in, you know, around 2016 to now, you know, not even 10 years later to be where we are now is kind of wild, right, to think about the growth. And a lot of that growth has been over the past few years. It's just been, you know, since we introduced and really started focusing a lot on creative. We grew in the digital ad buying space and are leaders there. Then we, you know, invested in creative team, as you know, that has been, you know, we've got our first Emmy this year. Congratulations, Anna. But, you know, it's because we found, you know, amazing people like yourself and just the best employees. I mean, I really do truly believe that Red Tag is all about our people and, you know, finding the right people is half the battle. Right. And we do a really great job, I think, of day one, when someone comes in, just deciding if they're really a fit for our culture and developing them into leaders themselves.
Let's explore that. Cause I think that is one thing that is very difficult that a lot of business owners come across is, yes, I'm trying to hire and they keep going over and over and the turnover, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. So is there a secret sauce to being able to find those people that fit your culture, that fit also, that have the skill set and that, you know, they're gonna be able to do the job that you want them to do and excel at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, our secret sauce, I'll say one person's name, Leslie Hyatt. So she's the first person that team members meet when they come in the door to Red Tag. And she really helps set the tone and she is our culture cheerleader. She is our, you know, she's our go-to for that and for having that very first conversation with a potential employee. And she's been around long enough to understand exactly what it is that we're looking for in a person, not just in their skill ability. We'll bring in, you know, she'll start bringing in the directors and, you know, the management folks to determine whether or not that person can do the job. But Leslie first makes sure that person is going to fit into our culture and that they are going to live by our values. So we really try to make sure that very first contact with someone when they walk in the door, that we can understand and they can understand if they're, if Red Tag is a good fit for them. And Leslie does a really great job of asking the right questions and really kind of digging deep to determine for them and for Red Tag if it's the best fit.
That's very great to know, because it sounds like you need to really understand who you are as a company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To absolutely. Be able to identify those people.
Right. That and, will that, fit and that takes it. Time. You know, that's something that as we've grown over time, we have really tried to hone in on those core values and exactly what it is that we are looking for in our people that will help Red Tag take it to the next level and really develop those people to be the best that they can be. You know, we always say that, you know, Red Tag doesn't have to, you know, we might just be a chapter, but we want it to be the best chapter in your book. So we want to be, if folks move on and do something else, great. You know, we want them to look back on their memories at Red Tag fondly. And so we're all about developing people, solving big problems. That is our purpose. And so when you keep your purpose at heart through everything that you do, and that's something that we focus on throughout the hiring process and throughout everything that we do with our clients, is just staying true to our purpose and our core of who we are.
I love that. Let's talk about what happened between those years when Red Tag grew from 5 to 50. Mm-hmm. What were some challenges that were met, and how were you able to, what is the word? Conquer them.
Yeah.
Conquer
so, the challenge. Lots of challenges throughout the time period, right? So, you know, just kind of learning and developing and growing. One, finding the right people and building those teams. And then you have changes on the platforms. You have new needs that we didn't really realize at the time. So creative came to be a very big need of ours. And we, you know, brought on Charlie Ostertag, who is now our COO. And he started out as a graphic designer for us. Thankfully, because I went on maternity leave, and thankfully we hired Charlie as I was on leave. And when I came back, like, was so glad that I didn't have to create, you know, creatives in Canva anymore. Mm-hmm. So we had somebody, a professional, that could handle it. But Charlie took that and he grew that team to what it is today, to an Emmy award-winning team in just a matter of a few years, which is just wild. And so we started out with one graphic designer. You know, he moved to art director. He hired on a team, then became, you know, our creative director and now our COO. And so creative has become a big part of our agency that we were missing in the beginning. That was, we were able to kind of get by without that piece for a few years. But then as, you know, as you grow in this space, creative becomes so much more important with the introduction of things like TikTok and short form video and reels. You know, those are things that you have to have a team and be ahead of the game when it comes to that kind of thing. Because, you know, as soon as you stop learning like what the next trend is and what the next thing is, then you're going to get passed over. So Russ really saw an opportunity with creative, and that was a big explosion point, you know, for us. So I would say, you know, we've had a few things when, you know, when you had the ads platforms that were developing, and we had more and more clients that were coming on and had, you know, 6-figure, 7-figure budgets. So it was finding the right people and ad buyers who had the experience to come on and make sure that those clients were successful. And we still have many of those clients today because we've helped to grow their businesses. And then the introduction of the creative team at Red Tag has been a huge help to overcome that challenge of like, how do we compete in this space when creative is becoming such a big, you can have all the targeting in the world and all, you know, all of those data points figured out. But if you have the wrong creative, your ads are not going to perform.
Absolutely. And it sounds like with the combination of the right people and then adaptability, because mm-hmm. you all saw those, it seems like you saw before something happened, you saw it coming. And you pivot it into the right direction to be able to continue to grow and not go under.
Absolutely. When things, you know, when the next new thing comes about, Red Tag, we've never been ones to shy away from it or say, you know what, maybe that's not for us. Like when TikTok came about, Russ was the first to say, we have to invest in that and we have to figure it out. So, you know, that's will always be in our DNA. Now with AI, we're, you know, going to be the first in that space. And we are very ingrained in that piece right now. So I think, you know, Red Tag is always going to be on the cutting edge. It's just in our DNA.
So let's explore your role and your leadership style, because you went from leading yourself to so many people, 50 plus people. So how has your role changed and how has your leadership style stayed the same, or what else has changed?
Well, yeah, when we first started out, I mean, I was, to your point, managing myself. So it was, you know, trying to keep, you know, our clients happy and make sure that, you know, Red Tag was growing in that sense, but we weren't necessarily adding people like we are today. So what I kind of basically went from doing the work, you know, being the one that's doing, and then growing leaders. So you kind of start by, you know, back then I was just the doer. I was wearing multiple hats, doing all of the things. And then as you hire people and bring them on, you've got to grow them into leaders. So now it's about growing our leadership team so that we can continue to develop and grow people. So yeah, so one of the biggest challenges when you go from being kind of the one that's doing everything is allowing to like kind of let go. And I think that's been the biggest challenge, is that let go. And once you can actually do that and you can delegate, doesn't mean you're not still doing work. You know, you're still doing the really important work of developing those people into being able to do that work that you know that they're more than capable of. And so, yeah, so letting go is probably the biggest challenge that I've had in growing through leadership. But I've learned that that's actually such a huge strength when you can delegate and say, I trust this person, and you build that trust because they're obviously there for a reason.
Well, and it's not just that, because you, it's a strength because you're building someone else to be able to do that themselves. So you're affecting a lot more than while you're just doing the job yourself. Right.
Absolutely. I mean, I look at our teams, all of our teams across Red Tag, and they are so strong because they have such strong leadership, you know, not just from myself, but from all the leaders across the agency that we've developed and grown over the years. So it's really fun to look at all of that and look back and see kind of where we've gone. And developing people is probably my favorite thing. So, you know, seeing our folks grow, like I said, whether they stay with Red Tag forever, I hope everybody retires with Red Tag and we're all together, you know, but if they move on, it's the fact that we have developed them and we've been a part of their story. And so that's what's really important to me.
What if we have an employee and we don't invest on them? They'll stay with us.
Right.
But then you can see it as, well, we have this employee, we invest on them, they may leave, but at least we have somebody that keeps growing and growing.
Absolutely. What's the risk, right? So by developing people, and they're going to have hopefully really great things to say and about the company. And sometimes our paths may cross again. We may work together in some capacity. So we always want to keep that strong relationship. And again, I know I feel like every business out there says we're a family. We're all just one big family, but Red Tag truly is. I mean, it is a family atmosphere, as you know, and we are close knit like that, but we also hold each other accountable and we grow together and we lose together. We win together, but we all just keep, like I said earlier, we keep our purpose in mind. And so that helps us to kind of get back up and keep going.
So with all these new leaders coming into Red Tag, what does great leadership look like?
Great leadership, like I said, our core purpose at Red Tag is developing strong people to solve big problems. So our leaders need to be able to develop strong people. They need to be able to develop a team that works together, and a team that works with other teams well. So, you know, one thing that we try to do at Red Tag is not silo our folks into, like, you have your ad ops team, you have your brand ops team, but we make sure that all of those teams are working together. And that's really on the leadership, and leadership has to lead by example. So if Anna is upset with, you know, the leader of the ad ops team, then that is play, you know, the rest of the team is going to see that, and it becomes a cancer. And so what we do is we just don't allow those cancers to start, because we build the right leaders, and those right leaders lead by example every day. And they make sure that they are not only building people, but challenging them. If you just kind of like stick to the status quo, then we're not going to grow as an agency. So it's all about challenging ourselves every single day to be like, what are we doing differently today that we're not doing yesterday, and how can we learn and grow from that? So like, if we continue to just kind of do the same thing and say, well, this usually works for ads, or this usually works for creative, then we're not growing and we're not learning. And so our leaders have to continually push our people to challenge themselves, challenge the status quo, say, how can I be better? How can I learn and grow and continue to be the leader in this space? And again, just continuing to grow.
And now that you explained that to me, I can see how when it comes to the hiring process, you could go back and ask those questions. Are you the type of person who, you know, do you push for more? How complacent are you? Because as 100%. You said, there's absolutely no growth in the comfort zone.
Right.
And there are companies that just stay there and that's totally fine.
Right.
But RedTech is not that type of company.
Not at all. If we stayed in our comfort zone, we would not be where we probably wouldn't exist today. So we have continually stepped out of our comfort zone, and our folks have to do the same thing, which means our leaders have to push our people to do that, to step outside of what was comfortable yesterday. You might have to completely change today because the way that the platforms change, the way that, you know, what worked yesterday doesn't work today. The way that AI is evolving, if we don't jump on board, then we're going to get passed over. So, you know, it's continuing to challenge our folks to be better.
So when it comes to some other industries, I think like banking and stuff, of course they have changes, but it's nothing like the advertising industry because that our industry is just, it constantly is changing. So how is RedTech structured to deal with those changes?
Yeah. So it's all about putting the right people in the right seats. You know, one thing Russ has always said, our CEO says that, you know, it's not about him. It's about the great people that he's developed and placed around him. And that's really true. It's really about putting the right people in the right seats. That's an EOS term for those that are familiar with entrepreneurial operating system. That is something we developed earlier this year implemented earlier this year to help us with, make sure that we have role accountability or role clarity accountability, and to make sure that essentially everyone is rowing in the same direction. It's very simple, but you know, our growth didn't come from EOS, but we are implementing EOS to help us maintain that structure and make sure that it's very clear and that there's accountability from top down. So our structure, we have, you know, our executive team, but our executive team is based around the core functions of our business. So the core functions of our business are, you know, very simple. You know, we have our HR, we have operations, which is basically everything that we do. We have finance, we have sales, we have account management. So we have also technology, which is becoming, you know, and it was also, we also have technology, which encompasses AI and all those things. It was once web development, now completely different than it was once. So putting those right leaders in those seats and then developing from there is really kind of how we are growing and how RedTech is structured to make sure that we can take on the next thing, because we know exactly where that next thing will fall from there. So again, operations is a core function of our business, but under operations, you have your ad ops, your brand ops, your creative ops, you have design, you have video, all of those different things, but there's very clear leadership and very clear roles and accountability within each. EOS does help with that. Again, we already had those things, but now that we have kind of more of a structure and kind of something that is more of an operating system that allows us to say, okay, here is our North Star, so that everybody is rowing in the same direction from each division of the company.
Agencies are known for having a lot of creatives, and it's so easy, especially if you get busy, to just do the job and get lost. But it sounds like with EOS, RedTech, we made sure that we had the fundamental structure and maintained it in order to be successful and organized, because order usually does not really align with creativity.
Right.
So it sounds like RedTech has found the perfect balance of maintaining creatives, doing that very well, but at the same time, having that structure to really build a very strong foundation and a building that's going to last for years.
Yes, that's exactly it. You said it right. It's the balance, right? So for years, and when there were just five of us and we're all wearing 25 hats each, you know, that's one thing. And you have to be nimble. You have to be able to move on a dime. The thing is, as we grew, we did not want to lose that. And so we didn't want to lose the ability to, you know, take something. If a client came to us, we would have clients come to us sometimes and say, you know, it would take their agency that they were with 2 weeks to turn something around that would take us 1 or 2 days. And that's just how we were built. That's in our DNA to make sure that, like, if the client needs that tomorrow, we're going to make sure we deliver. Now, we also have to keep that structure too and say, but we also have very clear, we set clear expectations from the start with our clients to know, okay, that thing can take 1 or 2 days, or it will take 2 weeks, but there's never any surprises. So, but yes, to your point, the balance of, like, you want to have that, be able to just go, 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 but you need to have that stability and that structure as well. So we Red Tag had that, but we are implementing EOS to make sure that we can kind of continue to keep that structure and make sure that it's defined and that there are no questions for folks. So it's very clear whose role is what and who's accountable to what. So who owns what goals and who owns this part of the job. And when that is really clear, then everybody can be more efficient and effective in their roles and get the job done a lot more efficiently or a lot quicker sometimes too.
Describe to me a little bit about what your day-to-day is. I'm very curious about, like, because you juggle so many different balls. So how does that all tie into Red Tag too? Yeah.
So my day-to-day, it looks different every single day. You know, I could be in meetings all day. I could be meeting with different leaders across the agency or even employees. I have an open door policy. So sometimes I'm, you know, just helping an employee through something. And so, you know, it might be, you know, I'm also the integrator at the agency when it comes to EOS. So a lot of the things with EOS, I'm making sure are happening across the agency from day to day. And then I'm also in the HR seat of the agency currently. So anything HR related, you know, bringing on new employees, all those things, the kind of admin side of things all falls under me. So it really is just day to day. It could be talking to clients, could be, you know, some sort of, you know, speaking opportunity or, you know, out in the community with our clients. But it's really, truly just different every single day.
It's the glue that keeps every piece together, for sure.
You know, I thought about that the other day because I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about my day and which projects I worked on and, you know, and which clients I talked to. And it really was the way that I had planned my day was in no way the way that it ended up. And that's just how it is in this role and, you know, in agency life. So, but kind of coming from my background, like we talked about earlier, you've got to be, I'm kind of used to that. And I like that every day looks different and no day is the same ever.
I will agree with you because that's one of the things I love the most about my job. It's just, I'm not, I don't mind not ending up doing what I expected to do. And it's super creative and you're always learning something, which right. I think is one of our core values, which is that that thirst, that hunger to learn. And every single person at the agencies like that. So working for Red Tag really allows you to have those learning opportunities and to have that creativity and that newness that in a lot of jobs just doesn't happen.
Right. We encourage that. We encourage that growth and that if you want to go out and, you know, you want to try this new thing, you want to take this course, you want to grow and learn, we are going to encourage that. And again, that goes back to our leadership and make sure that our leaders are encouraging that, that they have growth paths for their folks on their teams and that there's just that constant want to learn and to be better and to do better instead of, you know, we're not a set it and forget it. We're not a check the box type of agency. We're not order takers either. So if a client says, you know, if a client comes to us and says, you know, here's my advertising budget and here's exactly how I want to spend it. And I want you to make sure you do this here and do this there. And these are the types of creatives I want. Then they might not actually be the right fit for us because we want the clients that are allowing us to be the ones to get creative and bold and try new things. So that's where, you know, it all comes down to having the right people that are willing to challenge themselves every day.
I love that. Can you say that again? I think that's an entire beat. We are not order takers and just go into that.
So at Red Tag, we are not order takers. We never have been. If a client comes to us and they say, this is exactly how they want their ad spend to be on Google and Meta and exactly how they want their creatives to look, they might not actually be the right fit for us, because we look for partners who are looking for bold creatives and strategy, and they want to do things differently. And that's where our folks come in that are constantly challenging themselves to do better.
So you've mentioned that a lot of decisions are made based on the core values. Mm-hmm. Tell me about those.
Yeah. So, you know, we developed our core values really around exactly how Red Tag grew into who we are today. So, you know, obviously discovery is really important. So we discover boldly. So we, like I've talked about before, that we make sure that our people are not just checking boxes every day, that they are looking to the next thing, to be leaders in the next thing. And so that's very important. Then we also, you know, integrity is important. I think everyone says that integrity is important, but it really truly is. And if you don't have integrity, you don't have anything. So, but our core value is not integrity, it is own it. And that means that our folks own it top to bottom, start to finish. They own everything that they do. And if we mess up, we say, you know what, that's on me. So we own everything. But like I mentioned earlier, every single thing that we do is rooted in purpose. And so one of our core values had to be lead with purpose. So everything that we do and every interaction that we have with a client and with each other at the agency has to be rooted in our purpose. And then we added a fourth value actually this year, which is win is won. Because as an executive team, we were talking about our core values, and we had our core three, and we kind of changed them from discovery to discover boldly. We changed integrity to own it, and we changed purpose to lead with purpose, to add more kind of meaning behind mm-hmm. them and show what that actually means. What's the action behind that? And then the word empathy kept coming up in conversations with the executive team. And we thought, okay, that's a great core value, but it doesn't really sound right. And what does empathy really mean mm-hmm. at Red Tag? Empathy doesn't just mean that, you know, internally at Red Tag that we have empathy for each other. That's part of it, but it's also empathy for our clients. It's also understanding that they have goals, that they have challenges, and they have problems that they need to solve. So how can we put ourselves in the client's shoes that needs that thing tomorrow? Because their boss is asking them for that thing that they need tomorrow, right? So how do we put ourselves in our client's shoes constantly every day and say, okay, you know, it's not just about me and getting this work done. It's about helping out Sarah, you know, on the client side of things to get her what she needs to get her job done. So it's having empathy on both sides of things. So we, our empathy became win as one. So when we win as one both internally and also as we interact with our clients. Our four core values at Red Tag are discover boldly, own it, lead with purpose, and win as one.
How are we operating also differently for clients versus mm-hmm. other agencies?
So we lead with strategy at Red Tag in everything that we do. So it's, again, we are not order takers. We are not just going to say, okay, the client needs some ads. They need some billboards. They need some TV commercials. They need Facebook ads. We're going to actually look at and dig deep to find out what it is they actually truly need. And that could be a complete rebrand that they didn't even realize that they needed. That could be just changes in how they are talking to their customers and the language and the words that they're using. So we really dig in on that and lead with the strategy purpose. And everything else kind of comes into play there. The other thing is that we have a relationship with our clients. We don't just, that's something in Red Tag's DNA. So from day one, clients can pick up the phone and call us. They can reach an actual person, have a real conversation. And that's something that will never go away at Red Tag. You will never be working through an AI bot that is trying to help you solve your problem. You're going to actually talk to a real person. We might use AI in a lot of different ways, but it's not going to replace relationship building with our clients for sure.
Is there anything that you can say about your role that ties into client experience? Because mm-hmm. we kind of touched it, right? Very, mm-hmm. but very high level. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a client, what am I going to expect from the president from Red Tag?
They can reach out to me. They have my phone number. They have my email address. There's no, there's no barrier to reaching the president or the CEO at Red Tag. We are Red Tag. And so we want our clients to feel like, you know, of course they have the best team that they can reach out to anytime, any day. That includes myself. That includes Russ, our CEO. That's just something that, again, is in our DNA. That's not going away. And so our clients can feel like they are in good hands because we've been there. We've been doing this and we know how they feel. We understand. We have empathy for them. We put ourselves in their shoes every single day. And we've done that for so many years that we understand what it is that they need and what they're looking for. So we're going to make sure that our team understands that. And again, yes, they can talk to me at any time of any day, but they know that by working through Red Tag, they have the best team on their side.
Well, Amanda, I really appreciate your time and opening up to me. I've got to learn so much about you and just about why certain structural things have changed, or we talked through so many of these things, but now it really makes sense. Yeah. The core values and everything that we're doing to maintain Red Tag, the great company that it is.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We are honored to be here and we're obviously happy to have you always.
Thank you. Well, if this story resonated with you, share it with them, like and subscribe to hear more, and we will see you at the edge of the map next time. This was Coordinates Unknown.